Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Life is full of what ifs. Some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Given that wrestling is meant to be an endeavor where we all work together and smile on the inside, it's strange that every now and then we go completely the other way. Because yes, on occasion, be it down to creative differences or someone just being an asshole, a decision is made and a poor, poor sports entertainer is left completely in the lurch. This is never cool. Hello, I am Simon from What Culture. Please do hit that subscribe button for instant joy. And this is 9 Wrestlers Who Never Really Saw It Coming. Number 9, Hulk Hogan. Kind of amazing this one, as no one was more cerebral with their booking than one Hulkus Hogan. He would go out of his way to know every single detail, mostly so he could change the bits he didn't like, but that did not happen at the Bash of the Beach 2000. As far as we know, the original plan was for Hogan to drop the WCW title to Jeff Jarrett, who would then lose it to Booker T later in the night. Hulk didn't like this, so said no, meaning it was all changed so that Jarrett would quite literally lie down for Hogan as we did some sort of worked shoot. It sucked. Vince Russo was also involved, because of course he was, but what caught the Hulkster by surprise is after this part of the angle was done. Russo would grab a microphone and went off on Hulkamania, told us how terrible it was, and apparently Hulk did not know this was coming. It irked him so much he sued WCW, and he never returned to the company. Number 8, Roman Reigns. Back in 2015, Roman Reigns was winding up the audience in a very different way to how he does it now. Fans had decided his push was unfair and BS, so they were going to boo him, although one guy decided to take it way too far. Happening during a live event in Canada as Roman battled Bray Wyatt, the Eater of Worlds was smacking the big dog with a kendo stick when a replica Money in the Bank briefcase magicked its way into the ring. It turned out this had been lobbed by a fan, and the throw was crazy accurate as it twonked Roman right in the head. Obviously, this stunned Reigns and probably scared the shit out of him too, and as ever, don't do this. Nobody has turned up to the show to watch your stupid ass. The future tribal chief talked about this after with the Miami Herald, as he mentioned he assumed this was Wyatt and his stick, to the point he got a bit mad because it was well too stiff. Roman then spied the briefcase and figured it out, and thankfully this fan was banned and arrested afterwards. And good, don't do it. 7, Bret Hart. There are a few of these when it comes to Bret, namely the Montreal Screwjob, and when that idiot jumped him at the 2019 Hall of Fame. It still makes me mad. Some people are such assholes. One that gets talked about a little less these days was from May 1997, when Shawn Michaels took their real-life feud and lit a fire under it. For you see, during a promo directed at Bret, the Heartbreak Kid decided to say that the Hitman had been seeing a lot of sunny days lately, or insinuated that he was having an affair with Sunny. My word. Obviously, Hart's wife and kids were watching this on TV, which made it even worse, and over the years, Hart has talked about this a lot and how surprised he was by it. Many thought Michaels was way over the line, and others even claimed that he was drunk, with the irony being somebody was sleeping with Sunny, and that person was Shawn Michaels. The story gets so bad after that, we'll just leave it there, but honestly, what was happening behind the curtain between these two was twice as nuts as what was actually happening in the ring. It is absolutely mad. Number 6, Raven. Yet another Poindexter who needs to be sat down and explained how much of a buffoon they are. You can't blame Raven for being surprised by this. He was quite literally attacked from nowhere on WCW Thunder. Taking place on the 9th of April 1998, the real-life Scott Levy slumped in the corner as he always did and started cutting a promo on Diamond Dallas Page. At that moment, some maniac then hopped the barrier and pulled Raven out to the floor using his hair. Good grief. This took him so much by surprise, he assumed it was a wrestler calling an audible to add something new to the story, but no, it was a flipping dope who should be fired off into the sun. Eventually, this numpty was ejected, and being the pro he was, Raven just got back in the ring and finished what he was meant to do. Just to double down on this though, for the love of everything, stop it. If you even think about it, you're a nut job. Number 5, Davey Boy Smith. The events of WCW 4 Brawl 1998 were bad enough, but in hindsight, they directly related to the downfall of the British Bulldog. The pay-per-view opened with Smith and Jim Neidhart taking on the Dancing Fools, and as Team WCW vs. Team NWO was scheduled for the main event, and we needed more nonsense from the Warrior, a trapdoor had been hidden under the center of the ring. The problem was, no one told Davey Boy or anybody else about this, so when the Bulldog took a bump, all of a sudden he was in floods of pain. Why? Because he'd just been slammed right onto this thing. It would destroy his back so much he was off TV for months, and throughout the recovery he became very dependent on pain medication. WCW would then fire him during this time, and really, he never recovered from this, and then very sadly passed away in 2002. Before Rhino. Rhino loved ECW. You can tell by the way he talks about the promotion, but he was so passionate about it that when it closed, he was totally blindsided by it. And that just makes me sad. As he explained in the Rise and Fall of ECW documentary that was released in 2004, the Mad Beast just did not believe the promotion was going to go out of business, even though he was owed several paychecks and so many of its stars had left for WWE and WCW. Rhino even knew about the rumors that the end was nigh, but even then, he was so into this he soldiered on regardless, even missing the beer bash at the end of the final ECW event, because there was no way this was actually going to happen. Ruh-roh. Obviously, there was no saving it, and he too would end up in WWE, where he became the best friend of Edge and Christian, while simultaneously freaking out Kurt Angle. Number 3, Mike Bell. If you watched WWE programming from 1992 to 2003, you probably saw Mike Bell here and there. He was often used as enhancement talent, but he made a decent living from it, and I'm sure he was happy. But that was not the case in May 2001 when he was booked on Jacked. Because on that show, he was told to fight Perry Saturn, and as ever, this was just a 3-minute showcase for Saturn, until it wasn't. For you see, Mike wasn't exactly on his game this night, or at least Perry didn't think so, and the former WCW employee got so mad about the things he was doing, he forgot what wrestling was and beat him up for real. This wasn't ha-ha funny either. Saturn was well too brutal, and it is horrible to watch, and it's why he was soon saddled with that moppy gimmick. It was his punishment, which also included a whooping from the APA. There's no way any wrestler would expect this, and nor should they. The whole thing about wrestling is the trust, and if you break that, more fool you. Number 2, Seth Rollins. Recent fan attack on this list, and once again it's just ridiculous because yes, a rogue Nimrod attacked Seth Rollins on the 22nd November 2021 Raw. After Seth himself had ruined Finn Balor as making his way to the back, 24-year-old Elias Spencer hopped the barricade and charged at the former Shield member before taking him to the floor. There's no way Seth could have done anything as this was happening quicker than a hiccup, although the 4-time world champion was able to grab him in a guillotine choke to try and stop this blonker. Security eventually dragged him off and swiftly arrested him, and as it turned out, Spencer had been conned by a fake Seth Rollins social media account and actually thought the visionary had stolen money from him. Even if that was true, which it was not, here's an idea. Report it to the police. That's quite literally what they're there for. Number 1, Curt Hawkins, Lana, Frankie Monet, Bronson Reed, and many, many more. WWE released a lot of wrestlers in 2021. The number was around 80 when all was said and done, and every single firing just sucked to see. It's somebody's livelihood at the end of the day. That must be a horrible thing to go through. What made it even worse is that a lot of these individuals didn't see it coming at all. Curt Hawkins was let go in April 2000 and said while speaking to Chris Van Fleet that he wasn't expecting it, especially as he just signed a new 5-year deal. It was the same with Lana, who said something similar to Chris Jericho, and then there's Frankie Monet, who had just moved her whole life to Florida for her WWE career. Bronson Reed felt the same way and admitted he was totally shocked, especially because he'd been told he'd been going to Raw or SmackDown. It must be the worst to have to experience this to begin with, but when it comes out of nowhere, I would not wish it on anyone.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.